Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Thank you, Frank, and good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's a blessing to be with you. Live broadcast the 23rd of February, and I know you've been handling the snow, and who knows what's coming next week, but I'm telling you, I know you're going to hang in there, and of course, we have a way for you to give us a call. It's a toll-free number. Toll-free from anywhere in the country. So if you're listening in Hagerstown or Frederick or maybe even West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., you could call us toll-free, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. Let's talk to a guy who has already done that this morning. He's figured a way to dial the 866 number and come on the air, Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. So how are things going in the detail business, mister?
Things are going good. We can't complain. We're busy, and we're doing real well. I can't complain at all.
Well, great. I'm glad to hear that. Consistently busy is always a good thing.
Yeah, it's better than looking for work.
I hear that. So where are you, mister?
We're at sunny and 75 degrees.
Ah, right back in the old shop, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, it was a little chilly over at Hunt Valley this morning after we got out of Panera, but everything was good.
Good. Well, I want to let you know it's sunny and 75 here, too.
Well, good. So we're even.
Inside and out.
Outside, not so much.
Yeah, I apologize, but that is true. Inside and out, yep, it definitely is. So anyway, a lot of things have been going on. I know you've been working on a lot of different vehicles. Tell us about the last vehicle that you've worked on.
The last one I worked on was, interestingly enough, a 1973 Mercedes-Benz 450 SL.
Wow, don't see too many of them on the road anymore.
No, you don't. The gentleman purchased the car. I ran into him I've done a Corvette for him before, and I ran into him up at Jose's show last summer, and he had purchased this SL, and it had apparently sat outside for a long, long time, so it was very, very oxidized. We don't have pictures on the website up yet, but it's a dramatic change in the appearance of the car. We spent a lot of time taking all the oxidation off the car. And got it to shine. It had absolutely no shine when it got here, and we were pleased with the way it turned out.
Great. And if you're pleased, that means it turned out well, because you are a perfectionist when it comes to that kind of stuff, and you like to make sure that before you start a job that you can come and make a real drastic difference.
Yeah, we were. I was surprised. Even myself was surprised. I was surprised that it just came back as well as it did. And the customer was happy, so that's always a good thing.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I wasn't, preempted information about what you've been working on. So I'm glad it was an interesting vehicle, because I know you do everything. You do exotics. You do cars like that would not be considered an exotic, but definitely a rare classic car. And then you also do your everyday drivers.
We do. We do a little bit of everything, like you say. And it's mainly for people that are really quality conscious and concerned about the way their vehicle appears and is protected. So we like to say they're enthusiastic about their cars. It doesn't matter what they are. Anything from, a Toyota Yaris all the way up to the most expensive Ferrari in the world. So
exactly.
We do a little bit of everything, and we try to treat everybody the same way.
Well, and you do. It's an extra job. Now, you use the Modesta as far as your ceramic coatings, correct?
Yeah, well, that's all we use now is Modesta, and we're the only installer that's authorized in the state of Maryland, and they're real particular about who installs their products, and we had used several other different coatings in the past, and when they all insisted on becoming as expensive as Modesta, we figured, well, if we're going to be that expensive, we might as well offer the best instead of something that we didn't feel was quite that good, so we've switched all over to Modesta. We have all the coatings for the wheels, the interior, the exterior. And then we use a company called Glass Parency out of New York that offers a coating for the windshield, which I've been extremely impressed with. I've had it on my windshield and the rest of our family's cars for probably 3 or 4 months now. And there's no decrease in performance. So we've been real happy with that. So that's all we offer now. We've cut it down from, you know, several different coatings to just the Modesta.
And you're also a Griot's Garage distributor.
Yeah. Yeah, we use all Griot's Garage products for preparing the car and synthetic wax and regular waxes, interior, exterior preparation. And we also, we're so thrilled with their products that we are a distributor also. So we have several, we carry mostly the maintenance products and some towels. We don't carry the whole line of products, but we do carry almost all the basic maintenance that you'll need for your car.
Very good. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about our tip of the week, going over, I think, cleaning, correct?
Maintaining the finish.
Maintaining the finish. That sounds good.
Yep.
All right, so we'll talk about that in just a few moments. Your contact information is 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And when we come back, we will change the subject matter, talk with Mike for a few moments. Your phone calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS. Back in just a few moments, I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
The boots.
When you get up there and the guy sticks out his hand, bargain with him. Try to get yourself a better deal. Tell him you heard it was free Chevrolet day. Tell him it's a used road and you're looking for a discount.
One of the best there ever was, George Carlin. He was a funny, funny guy. Bargain at the toll booth. I'm Dave Serio. Great to be with you. Live broadcast the 23rd of February. And this is You Ought to Know. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Couple things to remember. First of all, my website, DaveSerio.com, DaveSerio, DaveSerio.com. And the newsroom is there, updated daily with stories from around the country and locally here in the area. And, of course, don't forget that you also have a way to listen to the show on WFMD.com while you're driving around. Take You Ought to Know and WFMD with you. Let's get back to the phones. We've got Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. Michael, once again, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
Good. All right, we're ready to take your tip of the week, sir. What do you have for us today, mister?
Well, we're going to talk about how to maintain the finish on your car that you've worked so hard over the last couple weeks to get done.
Okay.
We talked about it, the different steps.
Sure.
We want to talk about this week about maintaining, if you have wax or sealant on your car, how to extend the life of those so you're not out there all the time redoing it. The first thing you want to do is give your car a full, safe wash, meaning, you know, using the proper tools that we've talked about in the past, the proper technique. High-quality equipment and high-quality products always helps out.
Sure.
When you go to dry your car, if you can blow it off with either an electric leaf blower or a blower designed for blowing off cars and motorcycles, that's a nice way to do it without touching your car any more than you have to. And then you want to use a really high-quality microfiber drying towel. And before you use the towel on the car, you want to spray it down with whatever detail you like to use or your spray wax that you like to use. Couple sprays on the towel, and then you throw the towel out on the car and just kind of pull it towards you. Lay it out flat on the car and pull it towards you, and that'll bring the water off the car. And then when you get all that done, you can go around and just blot up any water spots, and you won't touch the car as much as you have to. And you don't want to rub on the car like you're trying to sand the paint off of it while you're drying.
Now,
minimize the effort.
Right. Now, tell the folks why a leaf blower has to be electric.
Well, when you use a gas leaf blower, you're mixing oil and gasoline together most of the time. And that's what the exhaust from that is what blows the leaf. So you don't want to take any chance of getting any oily residue on your car.
Right. That's why I wanted to mention that, because people hear leaf blowers and all of a sudden they just think leaf blowers. But electric is the way you want to go on that.
Yeah. And some people have an air compressor in a shop. As long as you have clean air coming out of that, that's fine, too. That I've used that in the past. I use a dedicated blower for the car now. It blows heated and filtered air. And those are available online from any size up to the big ones that, like we have here.
Right.
So you want to do that. And then I always, after I dry the car, I always follow up with a really nice quality microfiber towel. And I'll take the same detailer that I used to dry the car, and I'll just wipe it down to make sure there's no smears or streaks.
Okay.
And you always want to make sure if you're wiping your car down from the dust or from sitting in the garage or from being outside, You always want to use your detailer or your spray wax. You never want to do it dry. Dry contact is bad contact. That's what causes all the little tiny hair scratches and things like that that you see on the cars.
I think I'm going to get a T-shirt for you. I'm going to get a T-shirt made up for you for that.
I didn't make that up. There's a gentleman in England who I follow on the internet who came up with that phrase. And that's he has those T-shirts, so you're a little
I'm telling you right now, if you get dry contact as bad contact on your T-shirt and people don't know you're a detailer, you're going to get involved in some interesting conversations.
I would think so. But that's the biggest thing I see that people do. I see it at Hunt Valley all the time, and I see it at car shows, is they just take a microfiber towel because they think because it's microfiber, it won't scratch, and they just start wiping the car down.
Right.
Or they take the world-famous dusters and they drag the dirt across the car. So you always want to have some kind of lubrication. So that's why we always say dry contact is bad contact.
Gotcha. Very good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What else you got for us?
Well, I have some pretty interesting information about paint systems on cars.
Okay.
That even if you're not going to polish your own car or if you do polish your own car, it's really nice information. It's from our friend Larry at Ammo NYC in New York. And a really good friend of his and a friend of mine his name is Kevin Brown. Now, Kevin Brown is considered to be the best in the world at polishing paint.
Wow.
When Ford goes to SEMA, they call him. He polishes their cars. When Chip Foose designs a car and has it painted, they call him to come polish the paint.
Wow.
So he's very well known in the industry. He's hooked up with all the paint manufacturers, so he knows all the inside information. They have just done a video that you can find on YouTube under Ammo MIC, or you can go to Larry's website, ammomic.com. And it is on polishing paint and how the paint reacts when you polish it, and how sometimes you don't want to chase the scratch all the way out of the car, and why sometimes you can't fix the car. Just there's some minimal things you can do to make the car, to improve the appearance of the car.
Sure.
So it's a really interesting, it's only about 15 or 20 minutes long. It's very interesting, and he's coming out with a whole series of these on polishing paint. So about once a month he'll come out with a new video, and I'll let you know when that happens.
Okay.
But it's really interesting, even if you're not polishing paint, it's nice to know how the paint reacts on your car. So if you're picking a detailer, you can kind of ask some questions, and that'll help you.
Well, I guess it gives you some kind of idea of what you actually have to do as a detailer to do the job right. Many people don't know, including myself when I first met you. I'll go over this once again, but when we first met, we met on the radio. You called in with a bit of advice for a customer or a listener had called, and I said, yep, I liked it. And then we talked for a couple times, and I said, well, but I was reluctant. Okay, because you just never know what kind of person we're talking to until you get to know somebody. So I got to know you over a period of a year, and you were very helpful many, many times on the phone, and finally got a chance to meet you in person and talk with you, Lena, and found out good people, and that's very important to me. And then I saw the job that you did on one of my cars, and wow. I mean, day and night, wow. And it's amazing that other people in the business would call themselves a detailer after they see your job. I mean, I know you're not inexpensive, okay? But the value is unreal because of what you get.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's not just me. There's a ton of really, really good people out there in the business, but there's also probably more than a ton of people out there that call themselves detailers that have really never had any classes. I mean, they're internet detailers, as we call them in the business, that have never been to a class, never been physically shown how to do this correctly. I've been extremely fortunate to meet Rod Kraft, who now works for Griot's, years ago, about 18 years ago, and I go to every class he gives because it just, you always learn something. Kevin Brown, I spent 8 days with him 2 years ago and just learned everything that I thought I knew that I was doing wrong, now corrected. So,
isn't that frustrating? You've been in the job for a while, and all of a sudden you realize that everything you've been doing for the last number of years has been incorrect, according to somebody who's an expert?
Exactly. It's kind of embarrassing the first couple of days. But after that, you do good, and you learn things. And like I said, you never stop learning. I always go to classes. I'm going to another class in the first part of April with Rod, so we'll learn some new things. But it's the way they paint the cars nowadays, it's extremely important to find somebody, if you're going to have your car done, or even if you're doing it yourself, to kind of know a little bit about the paint so you know what you shouldn't do more than what you should do. And I think that's the biggest thing is knowing what you really should not do is more important than how to do it the right way.
Yeah, it's like auto repair. People do more damage than they
right.
do good in some cases if they're not familiar with what they're doing. And that
exactly.
damage can be a lot more expensive than the original problem.
Exactly. I always tell people, it's costs more when I have to fix somebody else's work.
Nope.
And that's
true.
That kind of the truth of the matter. So.
Yep, that is true.
Okay.
We found that, especially when they come to us on a hook in the auto repair business,
exactly.
somebody's spending more. All right.
Yeah.
So let's give out your information once again, Mr. Mike.
Okay.
Your phone number, which you are more than happy to answer during the week
sure.
and talk to people, is 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And nothing you know about, following you on Facebook and Instagram. If anybody follows you on Facebook and Instagram, it is just the pure sheer luck of Lena doing all the work, because you wouldn't have any idea how they'd follow you. But they do.
Exactly.
And they can find out what you've been working on in the shop. Before and after pictures. You got the gallery on the computer, which is like a car show on the web. It really is some neat stuff.
Yeah, she does an amazing job. I mean, considering she has a real job during the day, it's amazing to me how she gets all that done. So it's we're grateful for that. And there's always some interesting pictures up there. So we hope people look. And again, if your listeners have any specific questions, please feel free to call me and we'll talk about them on the show.
Sounds good. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Dave.
You have a great week, buddy.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Taking a break. Be back in just a few moments with your phone calls right here on You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines are open, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. I'm Dave Serio. Every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., we're talking cars right here. And don't forget, every Friday morning at 6:40 in the morning, I call Bob Miller and the Morning News Express, and we talk about cars too. You ought to know, Free Talk 930 WFMD.
There's nothing international about NASCAR. What kind of makes and models of cars are on the track? Oh, I hear Ford. Ford is one. Who else?
Chevy.
Chevy is one. Pontiac is one.
Dodge
is one. Toyota is one, too. Toyota is the new one. See, they wanted NASCAR to be an international sport. What better way than adding a foreign-made car like a Toyota? Now, they really wanted to have an Asian race car driver to drive the car to make it international. But you have to realize, Southern people are good at one- and two-syllable words. Kane, Jr., Gordon, Jarrett, Elliot, that's three, but it's short. Japanese names are very long. His car won't even sound like the other cars. Now when you go to the race, you're going to hear this. That sounds like George Jetson.
David Farrell doing his little NASCAR routine. Some funny stuff from him. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, Free Talk 930, WFMD's You Ought to Know. I'm Dave Serio. Good to be with you today. I have Craig Shipp from Frederick.com on the line. Craig, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, and it is a beautiful morning. They were talking about rain, but I don't see any out here in Thurmont.
Yeah, I think so it's coming later today, I think. Yeah, later today they're calling for it.
Yeah, so far it's overcast here, so... I've got a few events coming up.
Okay.
So I think we might have talked about this before. Terrace Lanes is having a few bowling tournaments. They have one March 16th and 17th.
Mm-hmm.
This is Terrace Lanes Bowling, and they have another one. And that one's for women.
Okay.
And they have another Open Championship tournament April 6th to April 14th. So for the bowling fans, mark those down on your schedule.
You know, in the bowling leagues, I was like a foreigner. Because I bowled duck pins. I bowled 10 pins as a kid, okay,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to about age 16. And then mm-hmm. I got taken to a duck pin lane, and I fell in love. And I mean all the way up until, let's see, I'm 63. Up until 55 years of age, I played duck pins two or three times a week. So
wow.
That's almost like a foreigner compared to...
You must have been good.
Only do that in Baltimore. Only can do that in Baltimore.
Well,
yes.
I'll tell you one thing. It's difficult. Duck pins is a lot harder.
Yeah. I carried about a 135 average, and duck pins, that is fairly good. Because it's a tough sport. You know, the great thing about duck pins is you can throw a ball you think is fantastic and go right through the middle and get two pins. That can't happen in 10 pins. You do that, something's wrong with the setup, I'm telling you. But 10 pins is a blast. Yep.
There you go. So we also have at Dublin Roasters Coffee on April 14, we've got some live entertainment there. We have, let's see here, an event going on at the Frederick Fairgrounds. This is some kind of a journalism program for middle and high school students. Anyway, that's on the calendar here. Where I'm reading all these off from is facebook.com/Frederick County, and then you just click on events. And then we've got March 1st, and that's right around the corner here. We've got Mardi Gras and Frederick with the Reagan Years. They do a lot of entertaining here locally, and that's at the American Legion in Frederick.
I'm still waiting for 20 years from now, the Trump years.
There you go. they'd have a lot of material. Then we've got Radio Bravo at JoJo's. That's another live band performing there. And that's a nice venue. I went and shot their live entertainment New Year's Eve, and the video is still up on Frederick.com. And that's a nice little venue right in downtown Frederick there.
Right.
Just, 100 feet off the square in downtown Frederick. Then we've got Frederick Restaurant Week is coming up, so that's your excuse for going out to dinner.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, I just shared a video from the Shamrock Restaurant up here in Thurmont from some of their live entertainment. They have live entertainment often. You know, if you're going to go somewhere and pay for a nice meal, it's also nice to get some live entertainment
absolutely.
Along with it.
Sure, absolutely.
So,
even if it's just a piano bar, something like that, live is nice.
Yeah, I really like live entertainment.
Yes, sir.
So then, speaking of live entertainment, on March 16th, we've got St. Patrick's Day weekend at JoJo's.
Yep.
So I'm sure they'll have some great entertainment for that.
Oh, yeah,
yes, spring is right around the corner here. So we talked, I think, last week about the Coloring in the Street, the expo in Middletown. That's on April 27th. So there you go. And folks, if you're hearing me talking about these events and you have an event on your Facebook page, just send an email to me, craig@frederick.com. If you can't remember that, news@frederick.com. Send me an email with the link to the event on your page. And with a couple of mouse clicks, I can just share it right over onto the Frederick County page. And then we can talk about your event, too.
You can also email craig@frederick.com and news@frederick.com. Either way, he will get it. And it's a good source. It's all a great source for you, and it's absolutely free.
That's right. We love these community events, especially at the smaller mom-and-pop businesses and things like that. So keep them coming.
All right. Well, Craig, thanks so much for the call, and keep us informed of what's going on in Frederick and Washington counties, buddy.
Great show, Dave.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's Craig Shipp. We're going to go to Leo in Catonsville right now. Hey, Leo, how you doing?
Okay, Dave.
Good.
Your earlier caller about the guy that left his windshield wiper or turned on his windshield wipers and they were frozen.
Yeah, that's on our other show, and no problem. Yeah, he said he left it on there, accidentally hit wipers on by accident while it was frozen to the windshield. Yes.
Yeah, I had something similar like that happen to me. My 84 Bronco 2, I had failed to turn them off the last time I used them. So when I started the car, they tried to come on, and there was a lot of ice down in the mechanism, in the where the rods and all that were.
Sure, the transmission area. Yep.
Right. And I thought I had done some damage. Turns out there was a built-in circuit breaker there.
Okay.
And that saved me, because once I thawed out all that ice, they continued to work. But I just took it that all the cars had a built-in circuit breaker or a fuse or something on there that would save them. That's not the case, I take it.
No. Now, see, the problem is that it depends on what actually happens when you hit the wipers on. If you get an overload of current, yes, then your fuse or your relay can save you. But if it's just a situation where it just tries to force the part and the transmission itself can break, every year we get, probably at our repair shop in Bel Air, we probably get 4 or 5 wiper transmission replacements because of people accidentally doing that.
Huh. Well, what about the current cars like my Taurus? Does that have that circuit breaker?
They all do. They all do. But that doesn't mean it's going to solve the problem. As I said,
okay.
It can happen either way. But every single car on the road since the 70s has had some type of relay or fuse that protects the wiper system. But unfortunately, when it's frozen situation like that, and it has that initial start, that the power of the wipers, it sometimes takes the transmission with it.
Right, because that's the other thing, is turning off the key these days doesn't do any good. It doesn't cut the power because they've started in that circuit. So until it gets back to park, they're still alive, unless that circuit breaker kicks off.
Correct.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I wasn't aware of that.
No problem, mister. Well, I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, have a great day, Leo. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye now. Taking a break, back in just a little bit. I'm Dave Serio. It is You Ought to Know. We're looking forward to talking to you, of course, at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. And it's toll-free from anywhere in the country. You're listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Ain't the same anymore, is it? What, being married all these years? What, you can't look at other women now? You can't talk to them? You can't do nothing? What are you talking about? I'll show you what I'm talking about. See this lovely young lady sitting right here in the front row? Yeah? This gorgeous young thing? Yeah? Do you see her? Yeah? Do you see her? Yeah? Oh, well. Only thing you can do now is run to the end of your chain and bark. Buying a new car. You know when you see that car on the showroom floor just before you take it home? Yeah, that's as good as it's ever gonna look. Pretty soon it'll have dents and scratches, parts start to go bad, then the new models come out and you're like, oh. Honey, can I just sit in it? No, remember.
Jeff Dunham, along with his character Walter, of course. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, Free Talk 930, WFMD's You Ought to Know. Let us bring in the dynamic duo. That's right, Dynamic Automotive's Jose and Todd are on the air. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I noticed a difference already. Yes, that public speaking that you went
really
to last week.
It's hushed up, and it sounds much nicer than in the past.
Absolutely.
It?
That public speaking seminar did wonders for you. Wonders for you.
Now, my delivery is incredible, yes.
The problem is now we're going to see the difference between you and Todd. That's going to be a problem. You know?
I think he's going to do a much better job than I am.
Well, I've been getting better too, Dave.
You guys do a great job. It really is not as easy as it looks, and people don't understand that. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it every single week, but you guys do a great job every week of explaining, and that's the important part. Anybody can know the business after you've been in it for a lot of times, but being able to explain it to someone who doesn't know the business, that's the key. And so when you go to Dynamic Automotive, their Liberty Town location, and you go and ask Jose what's going on with your car, he's going to talk to you in a way that you're going to be able to understand what's going on. Not so technical that you're going, huh? You know, I mean, when a doctor talks to you, we're all like going, I have no idea what I'm dying of. I have no idea. Okay. But you guys know exactly what's going on, and you know how to explain to people.
Yep, and that's so important. That's exactly right, Dave. It's so very, very important to be able to explain it so it is understandable. And with today's high technology with these vehicles, actually, it's not so difficult if you put it in layman's terms, how computers and sensors talk to each other, how they relate to each other. And when we describe the issues that people have with their vehicles, you can see the light bulbs going off.
Right.
The way we explain it to them. They understand. It's not beyond them. Of course, we live in that kind of a world these days, so a lot of people are able to grasp it.
Right, but also the technology has changed so much on these automobiles that it can be out of people's grasp of understanding. But again, the right explanation does help. And a lot of times it's, why did this happen? And explaining that too, instead of just that it happened. Because they want to know, was it something they did or didn't do? You know, maintenance that they didn't do or maintenance that was done wrong or whatever that can cause that. And you could also give them that information.
Right, yeah.
And then there's guys like Todd. Then there's guys like Todd. They know everything. I mean, you know.
We try. I don't say we know everything. We try. We're constantly learning and evolving.
I tell you, you're awful doggone close. I'll tell you that because you've taught me some things over the last number of years in us talking about some problems that I just didn't expect to crop up and then also how you solve them. So you're very diligent and trying to get work done. A lot of people are willing nowadays to give up on a job if it looks like it's going to be a job they're not going to make money at. Okay? But you know what? It's like the MasterCard commercial. The information that you sometimes learn from a job where you may not make enough money on because you spent way too much more time on it than what you've charged, but the information that you learn is priceless.
Absolutely right. Knowledge is power in this business. And the more you learn, the more you know, the more valuable will become to both your customers and your employer. You know, this company spends so much time and effort training. Case in point, there's four of us leaving next Wednesday to go to Kansas City, Missouri for a training event that lasts Thursday through Sunday. So, you know, we're constantly training. We're constantly learning to make ourselves better. And that's what sets us apart from most.
Yep, you're right. And many people don't realize that there are a lot of franchise shops, independent shops, that once you do the initial training to hire someone, that's it. They don't see a whole lot more. But independent shops like Dynamic Automotive send their people out. I can't remember the last time you've gone a month without telling me that you or one of your members of the company are going out on a, you know, a knowledge trip, as I like to call them.
Right, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's quite a few different events that we go to year in and year out. And then, of course, there's stuff at the local level, too, that are put on by some of our parts vendors that we try to get the guys to go to and usually have a pretty good turnout.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if it turns out your guys don't want to go, then eventually their usage is going to be less, and that's not a good thing. So it's advisable for them to go to the classes also. You find out about
it. It makes them better as well.
Sure.
And, luckily for us, our technicians are very interested in growing and learning, and it's a good situation for everybody.
And it helps their income grow and learn. The more valuable they become to the business, the more money they get paid.
Absolutely right. And, you know, another thing that we're really heavily involved with is the youth apprentices that we bring in through the local high schools.
Sure.
And even the community colleges. And, you know, to see these young people grow from, you know, basically knowing how to change oil up into, you know, starting to do some basic diagnostics and changing out brakes and stuff like that. It's really rewarding to see these young people grow with their knowledge and skill sets.
I agree. And it's really disappointing that you call them young people because I know they are and I am old. Oh, well, not much we can do there.
Well, you know, at my age, I feel like they're young people too, Dave. So
I gotcha. All right, Jose, we have about 3 minutes and we would love to have you tell us a little bit more about Dynamic Automotive and all four locations, sir.
All righty. So if you need service or repairs done to your automobile here in the Liberty Town area, please give us a call at 301-694-6250. You'll get either me or Todd on the line, and we are open at this location 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 on Saturday. Our original location is in New Market, Maryland. They have the same hours, and their phone number is 301-694-6250. 5460, you'll talk to my partner Lee or Sarah at that location. And our largest location is right off of Route 270 in beautiful Urbana. Their phone number there is 301-874-8833. They have the same hours and times there. They have a quick lube facility up front, a 9-bay repair shop, and a soft cloth car wash. That's sort of our one-stop shop in Urbana. And then we have a Frederick location at 11 Bike Court. Big Bobby Allen runs that location. You can reach Bobby at 301-662-3300. His hours are a little different. He's open from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know, you'll get 10% off any repairs or services. Just mention Dave Serio or You Ought to Know, and you'll get that discount on any service or repair for your vehicle.
And, you know, people ask me a lot, is that really true? Okay, 10% is substantial in the auto repair business. I know people are going to find this difficult to believe, but we do not have a markup that some other businesses have. It's just not there. So 10% is substantial. And really, all you have to do is mention my name or the show, and it's just as simple as that.
That's true, Dave. It will put a big dent in the repair bill also. I mean, it's pretty substantial, as you pointed out. And we'll do that at any location, and we're happy to do so.
Let's talk about one more thing, if you don't mind, and how are things going with the new building plans over at Newmarket?
Well, actually, we're going to have our breaking ground celebration that is going to occur April 3rd.
Great.
At the location, and then we're going to start building that facility, and it should be up and running by the end of summer.
Well, make sure you've notified Craig Shipp. He wants to get out there and videotape that and get that on Frederick.com and also Facebook, because you're going to have hopefully some town folk there too that maybe do the cutting of the ribbon and things like that.
Yes, absolutely. Great. We'll have our local politicians and dignitaries join us with the celebration. I'm sure we'll have quite a little festivity going on that
Great.
Day.
And this
it should be a good time for everybody. And if you're in our neck of the woods, we want you to be there too, Dave.
Sure. And this is the big deal, because 23 years you've been just fussing around with two bays at that Newmarket location. And now she's going to be biggin'.
Yep, 8 bays. It'll be a modern facility. It's going to be quite different.
Very good. Well, looking forward to seeing that and knowing more about that as it comes along. Todd and Jose, thank you so much for joining us here on the show, the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. Once again, we always appreciate you guys. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dave. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
You too. Appreciate it, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good call from Dynamic Duo. Don't forget about Wassler Tire and Auto in Taylorsville at Routes 26 and 27 for expert import and domestic auto repair there. Have a blessed day. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning, 10 to 11, Free Talk 930, WFMD's You Ought to Know.